Let's bring in the boss man and say hello. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory.
I mentioned that earlier this morning, and I said we're going to talk to Pat, and we'll get the forecasts aren't all that different if you look for the forecasts in our area. Even though they have issued a winter weather advisory, they say anywhere from an inch to 4 inches or more, the higher amounts when you go north. And I think that pretty much lines up with what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right. I'm thinking that in and around our immediate listening area, you're going to be an inch or less. When you get up into the higher elevations, like in the Berkshires, they could see 1 to 3. But I think 4 may be a little bit out of the question. We'll have to see, because the low right now is over the Gulf states, and it is going to travel up along the coast, like a quote mini nor'easter. So if we were to hold on to the cold air even more so, then there could be trouble. Because with this event, I'm looking at roughly, I would say, a half an inch of liquid to maybe 3/4 of an inch of liquid. So if it were to stay all in the frozen state, you know, you'd be talking 3 to 6 or 4 to 8 for the higher elevations. So we will watch it. Sun and clouds, mid-40s today. Snow or wintry mix with light accumulations before it goes over to rain tonight late. I'm thinking it's going over to rain after midnight in the low 30s. Periods of rain tomorrow should taper down in the afternoon in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers on Thursday, mid 40s. And then sun and clouds and brisk, 40 to 45 for Friday. Over the weekend, I think around 40 for the high. And on Monday, we'll be lucky to get out of the 30s. And there's going to be a harsh wind on Monday, as a reinforcing surge of Arctic air moves in late in the weekend and for the first part of next week. What will that mean for Thanksgiving? It's anybody's guess. It's still over a week away, but I'm thinking northern New England, let's put it this way, the northern third of New England could easily see snow on Thanksgiving Day, while points south in the mid-Atlantic we'll see rain, and in between, which could be us, maybe just clouds. We'll have to see.
All right, well, I'm getting all set to get my fresh killed turkey. I always get it. I order it, and then I pick it up the day or two before Thanksgiving. And but, you know, I'm a strange person when I buy a fresh killed turkey, because it's just me.
Right.
So I have to, the smallest turkey I can get is about 9 pounds. You know, and I don't want to I don't want a chicken on Thanksgiving. You know, and I don't want a 5 pound chicken on Thanksgiving.
9 pounds, that'll last you all week.
Well, I was going to say, no, I'll split it and give a lot of it away. But that's the whole thing about Thanksgiving. When the kids are all away and you're sitting in your house alone, and the smallest turkey you can really get is 7 to 9 pounds. That's a lot of turkey.
That's a lot of turkey. Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot of turkey. You can have turkey hash. You can make turkey sandwiches. You can make turkey noodle soup. I mean, but there's still, you can't make enough. You just can't make enough to get rid of it all.
Yeah, I know. And everybody has those hot open turkey sandwiches the day after, so. And I like turkey. I wouldn't say that I'd go wild about it, but I like it. It's okay.
It's good. It's good. You know, turkey's good for a sandwich with mayonnaise. It's good for things like that. And if you're going to eat it as a meal, yeah, for the holidays, yeah, it's good for that. Because my favorite part of turkey during the holidays when I was a kid, and even now, is that after Thanksgiving, you take that, you take the white meat turkey, you take a little cranberry, you take a little stuffing, and that is an outstanding sandwich. That's just an outstanding sandwich. That's my favorite part, right there.
Sounds a little fattening to me.
It is, but it tastes so good. It's unbelievable. And you even got to put a little mayonnaise on there, Pat. A little mayo.
I don't know about that. I've never had that with mayo.
You've never had that with mayo?
No.
Well, you're just coming from a man who's never had corned beef.
That's true.
So you don't know what you're missing.
I know. I never had that with mayo. I remember, you know, I have roast beef with butter on the bread, and I love my hot open turkey with regular gravy.
Roast beef with
turkey
butter.
Gravy on it.
Roast beef
with butter. Never had it with mayo.
Roast beef, you know what do you like horseradish?
Not really.
Yeah, you haven't lived here. You've had a roast beef sandwich with a little bit of horseradish sauce on it.
I guess, forget that.
I know.
X-ray out there, too.
That'll send you to the hospital.
Yeah, really, exactly. I have to tell you that I stayed up last night to watch Dancing with the Stars with the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our listeners have known that I've been, you know, constantly ripping that apart. But I have to tell you, they did a very good job last night. Not only was the show structured very well, music was good, dancing was excellent. There's still a little too much bantering back and forth, but, you know, that goes without saying. But overall, it was one of their better shows. And real shocking thing is that they were going to eliminate two couples. And we definitely picked the two couples that were going, and that usually never happens. Next week is the finals.
Wow, that quick.
Yep, and I could tell you, if any of our listeners have been watching it, I could almost guarantee who's going to win that, and that's going to be Mark Ballast and Charlie. I think she was, I forget what she was, if she was on The Bachelorette or what she was, but she was, her mother was on Dancing with the Stars this episode too, and the mother was sent home last week. But I think she's got it. I think she's got the trophy ball all the way.
Don't be
so.
So
there
sure.
You heard it.
Don't
heard
be
it
so sure.
Me.
Don't be so sure.
I know.
Everybody thought last night that everybody predicted that Philadelphia was going to beat Washington, and it didn't happen. You know, so don't be so sure. You can have those upsets happen, even in dancing.
You're right, and especially that because a lot of times it's more of a popularity contest than it is, you know, a dancing contest.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, so you're right.
If you had professional judges, then you can kind of hone in and feel pretty good. But when you have the public in there.
Yeah, I agree. I would be shocked if she didn't win. Let's put it that way. Okay. I would be shocked. But that's it. Now Dancing with the Stars is over. I don't know when they start America's Got Talent. That may wait till next year. I don't know. It probably does. Probably waits till next year.
I think they wait till the next rating period.
Okay.
Which probably wouldn't be till
next year.
Yeah, because you got the sweeps. No, you got the sweeps. Yeah, you got the sweeps into the holiday. So it wouldn't be. Yeah. So I think you're right. It would be right
next year. Yeah, because now that you know everybody's going to gear up for all the holiday programs, and you know you're going to have, you know, this guy having a special, that one having a special, and the whole bit. So, yep, we are just moving right along, aren't we, Marshall?
Well, yeah,
quicker than we know. No word on the cabin. No word on the water. I know they have to go down further. I haven't heard a word there. What's going on? So look at it this way. No news is good news.
That's right. And next year isn't that far away.
It sure isn't.
It's around the corner.
Yeah, you're right. When you think about it.
It really is.
I mean, what do we have in, we have what? 2 weeks left in November and 4 in December, 6 weeks, a month and a half.
Yeah.
And you're into the new year.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to go out and get my gift cards pretty soon, huh?
That's right. That's right.
do my shopping. I don't even have to go out and get them. I can get them online and have them electronically sent to everybody.
Boy, it gets easier and easier, doesn't it?
Well, for me, it does anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with the weather tonight into tomorrow morning.
Just be careful, everybody, and we'll see you in the morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.